Yeah, show me your boobs.
Hey guys.
Hello there.
How are you?
Me or the audience?
Well, you, because you're the only one that can answer me.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Babe.
Yeah.
We did our first Facebook Live.
We did.
That was awesome.
It was, you know what? I thought, I'm going to hate this. It's going to be terrible because I hate video anything. Because I make the weirdest faces
ever. You did. Yeah. But I did too. I just knew I was going to stutter a lot and I was super nervous. Because you know me. I screw up everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
No, it went really well. We had so much fun. Like, I cannot wait to do another one. And so, I've never been, like, into the YouTube thing because everybody does YouTube, you know? And I've been like, meh, I don't like it. But now I'm like, maybe we should start filming our recording. Like,
you're going to put more on our plate.
No, it'll be fine. I just think... I didn't know that I would like it the way that I did, but I don't think it was so much like the being on camera. I think it was the interaction.
I loved the interaction with everybody.
Yeah. You guys were awesome. It was so much fun, like getting to answer your questions real time and not, you know, just having them written down that we've gotten their email and Twitter and stuff. So thank you for everybody who did that because it was so, so, so much fun. And we'll definitely do them again. Like, I don't know, monthly, maybe.
I'm down. Weekly.
don't get too we'll crazy. Definitely do it. I'd say monthly because that was fun. So we're going to do Show Me Your Boobs this week because...
We was deep last month.
We did a whole lot of recording last month. And we have some really good stories, so... Before we have too many, we should probably share some. It'll be great.
Cereal. You got them, right?
I do. So here we go. The first story is from a listener right here in Springfield. And she writes, I was lying in bed one night and just had a feeling of something being off. I didn't really pay much attention to it because I was tired and just wanted to go to sleep, which I did after tossing and turning for about an hour. It wasn't long after that, though, that I was awoken by my cat crying.
That is definitely not what a cat sounds like.
Okay. It wasn't her normal cry. Maybe it was.
God.
Oh, it wasn't her normal cry for attention, but more like she was in severe distress.
Ooh, maybe it was that sound.
I sat up and looked toward the door of my bedroom, only to see it swinging open and a large black mass pushing into my room.
What?
Oh my God. The feeling of pure terror gripped me and I was frozen where I was, with my cat trying to hide in my lap. The both of us were shaking and breathing heavily, not knowing what it was that was trying to come into the room. Trying hell, I think it is.
Yeah.
By the time I managed to move, this black, ominous mass was blocking out my entire doorframe and part of the wall next to it. I grabbed my phone, turned on the flashlight, and screamed at it to go away and leave us alone. As soon as the light was on, it disappeared, but the feeling of dread, the feeling of fear, never left. I turned my bedroom light on and heard voices and thumping on the walls throughout the basement. I decided then and there that whatever was down there with me preferred the dark. So I turned on every light and sat up all night long with my cat in my lap, terrified not only of the black mass, but also of the dark.
That's crazy.
That's creepy, man.
I would be scared shitless.
Yeah. That's like one of my Michael Myers dreams.
Wouldn't you have it?
No, like every time I dream about Michael Myers, he's like larger than life.
Wow.
He's gigantic. Gross.
Gosh.
So I have talked a little bit about a girl that I used to work with named Destiny. She's amazing, and she just got married at the Crescent Hotel, mind you. So congratulations on them.
We've seen pictures. Very beautiful.
It was very beautiful. And she has written a story to us, and so she wrote a disclaimer, like, this gets pretty dark, and, you know, just so you're aware.
Wow.
That she hasn't even thought of these events for years. She tried to completely forget them.
And then she writes to us, huh?
She said that she put her family and friends at risk during that time, and even though she had no intention of doing so, but she thought it was time to just kind of air those feelings out and revisit, I guess.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, I'm interested in hearing this.
Yeah, she has told me a few things at work, you know, but I no longer work with her, but it's what she told me scared the crap out of me. So,
gosh,
I can't imagine living it. She's tough. So here we go. This is a very long story, but I think it's going to be great.
All right.
And I haven't read this all the way because I kind of wanted to live it with you all. So I was raised in a family that never once dismissed the paranormal. In fact, we all kind of reveled in it. I mean, hell, I remember at age 8, my grandma bought me my first ever book called, my first ever ghost book, sorry, called The Everything Ghost Book. So needless to say, I was pretty much always a weird kid. My family had always been superstitious and even sensitive to a point. My mom would always say things like, I have a feeling I'm going to see this person today. And she would always run into them somehow.
Wow.
Yeah, neato. I mean, that would help with some awkward experiences for sure. My first real experience started 10 years ago when I was 16 years old. My mom had found a cheap foreclosed home in a ridiculously small town called Ponce de Leon in Missouri. Or, as I like to call it, Misery. There it is again. Naturally, she fell in love with the house. My mom, my older sister, and I moved in not long after. I was homeschooled at this time, and I was not happy about moving to such a small rural area. When I say small, I mean I could literally walk to the town post office right around the corner, as well as the town Baptist church. Not to mention, you had to drive up a few hills to even get cell reception.
That's awful.
Yeah, girl.
We know.
Get it. Although I didn't share my mom's excitement about the move, the quaint town was kind of beautiful. It had a strange little cemetery and many natural springs and waterfalls, as the town name suggests. Upon doing recent research of the town, I have found this little blurb on Wiki of how I got the town name and why people around the town joked about the water's healing powers. This is the little blurb. The county was founded circa 1875 as a health resort to exploit the mineral springs at the location. The resort was named after the explorer Juan Ponce de Leon. The resort and town prospered, and with population around 1,000, it was the largest town in the county.
What? 1,000?
I mean, you gotta love Missouri, right? Soon we realized after moving in that the neighbors were pretty close-knit. Upon conversation with them, my mom had found out a few things about the house. It was built in the 1950s, and in the 1980s, they started an add-on, and it was turned into a Baptist preacher's parsonage, or a church house provided for a member of the clergy. This is the same preacher that spoke at the church right up the road. It was later sold to the prior buyers. Then the prior buyers. Sorry, Destiny, I didn't mean to make fun of that. You rhymed. You're a poet, too. Then foreclosed, and that's when we got it. Nothing more was said of what happened to the preacher. Now, pretty much immediately after we moved in, we started to update the house.
Here we go.
We did flooring, painting, and all things that come with buying an older house. We hadn't experienced anything unusual during this time. After we had gotten settled in and all renovations ceased, I invited my friend over to show her the new house. This is when my first experience happened. I started showing her around the kitchen, living room, bathrooms, etc. First, because I was saving my bedroom for last. As soon as I started to push my bedroom door open, we heard an object scrape across the tile of my bedroom directly towards us. Yikes. I looked all around, and that's when I saw a little LED book light by my feet. It's important to know that I strictly remember wedging that book light between two heavy books on my bookshelf the night before, and that bookshelf was at least 12 feet from my bedroom door. I remember my friend's face looking tense and uneasy as I tried to explain. I even marched over to the bookshelf and tried to understand the logistics of how it could have happened. Truthfully, there was no way I could explain it. And frankly, the fact that it was thrown in my direction specifically made me anxious.
Yeah. Understandable.
Uh-huh. That event seemed to be the catalyst. Strange things started happening not only to me, but my family as well. When we started opening up about the whole ordeal as a family, all three of us started to realize we all had the same shared experiences.
Oh, wow.
When walking down the same hallway, we all can recall a man's deep voice saying, "Hey," in a rushed, loud tone. Anyone who has heard any kind of voice phenomena know that it is so strange because it sounds as though it is directly in your ear canal. It's unlike anything else. Another common occurrence we shared was in the bathroom at night. When we had to wake up and pee, we all recounted hearing heavy footsteps, almost like a man's boots, approaching the closed bathroom door.
Ugh. That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. The steps would stop right outside the bathroom door, and you could bend down and see the shadow of feet under the door.
No.
And then they would walk away. I'm like covered in goosebumps. Ugh, that's terrifying. We also frequently heard the front door opening, only to find it was closed. At one point, my mom, being sensitive, as I mentioned earlier, was lying in her bed at night, just about to drift off when she had a strange feeling come over her. She got the image in her head of an older male. She mentioned he had an angry face and you could just feel his feelings of anger and hostility. She used the word intimidating a lot when trying to describe him. I think we all quietly came to the assumption it could have possibly been the preacher, though we have no proof of this.
Mm-hmm.
If it was him, I can certainly tell you he did not like me one bit.
Oh, gosh.
This is where my story and experiences turn a little darker.
Oh, God.
We had lived in the house for about a year now or so, and the summer started to come around. I decided I wanted my own space and moved out to the separate garage space. It was a huge space that we never kept cars in anyway. I remember completely making the space my own. I bought huge curtains, painted the cement walls, got a mini fridge, brought in a TV, a PS2, and most importantly, all my music equipment. I have always been a music lover and devoted a lot of my time to playing electric guitar in my early teens.
Wow.
This is something that followed me. Right about this time is when I found my love for classic rock. But what really intrigued me was its dark history.
Of course.
Yeah. It had gotten to the point where my mom and sister barely saw me in the house anymore. I had become a hermit in the garage playing music and delving deep into the research on my laptop. One figure in classic rock I was particularly engaged in was Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, gosh.
According to a lot of books and articles, he was into the occult and followed English occultist Aleister Crowley.
Oh, no.
I often heard myself falling down, found myself falling down a rabbit hole and started to feel so disconnected from reality. It was then when I became obsessed with that old idea. You know, the whole sell your soul to the devil and shred like a madman on guitar. And one time, while practicing, I believed someone or something gave me a small taste of what it could feel like.
That's crazy.
There was one solo in particular I had tried to play a few times, but could never quite hammer down. I had started to practice it again one day and started playing most of the fast-paced solo perfectly, almost without any effort on my part. I all but ripped my guitar strap trying to get my guitar off. It terrified me. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough for me to stop my isolation and research, though I didn't touch my guitar for a while.
Enough that it actually scared her. Yeah. That's scary, like crazy.
My friends that I had then were very like-minded, all very interested in the paranormal, occult, and otherworldly things. My garage started to be a safe place for all the friends I had, and there were plenty of long nights partying and partaking in things no mom would be proud of, but we were rebellious, defiant teenagers. None of us cared at that time. It was around this point I remember almost dreading going into the house when I had to inevitably take a shower or use the bathroom. In a sense, I didn't feel particularly welcome there either. I remember taking a shower one day, listening to Black Sabbath on a nearby iPad. The music kept pausing, so I would reach out and press play again. This happened about three more times when I finally yelled, "I know it's you, stop doing that." And it didn't happen again for the remainder of my shower. It could have been a coincidence or a technical fault for sure, but I remember being so bold towards what I thought was the old preacher man, almost feeling a hatred towards him. One morning, when I was still sleeping in the garage, my mom busted through the door and started to throw all my things around. She was screaming, "I don't know what the fuck is going on in here, but something's got to change. Something's not right." Her voice sounded angry, but I could hear the undertones of fear. Keep in mind, it's not like I had a huge pentagram spray painted on the exterior of the garage. As far as I knew, she had no clue what I was doing, what I was looking into, and what I had been experiencing. The intuition of a loving and concerned mother, I guess. She proceeded to rip down my posters and grabbed random items of mine and threw them outside the garage door into the lawn. I remember this like it was yesterday because I think it finally hit me how far things had gone. And seeing my mom so upset and ultimately scared, I think knocked some sense into me. It was then that I also moved back into the house as it was turning to fall and started to become too cold to stay in the garage overnight anyways.
It's probably the best thing that happened to her then. Yeah.
Ultimately, I purged anything I had that truly had any dark personal significance to me during my move back into the house. The last thing that happened to me, and probably the worst of all, happened to my sister. The only way I heard her story was by listening to her explain it to my mom. Even though I was completely moved into the house by now, my family still kept their distance. I knew they felt something too. I felt as if I really divided my family. My sister had a job that required her to get up early in the morning when it was still dark outside. She was smoking a cigarette on the back porch, which was direct view of the garage and the steep hill that runs alongside the detached garage. She said she saw a dark mass low to the ground. She first spotted it come from behind the back of the garage, and then it charged down the steep hill toward the back porch where she was standing. She expressed to my mom she had never felt so much fear in her life. She quickly shut the back door. She also said she heard footsteps along with the charging, almost like hooves hitting the soft ground.
Holy cow, I got goosebumps. Yes.
The house seemed to go quiet after that. No voices or footsteps. Unfortunately, a few years later, my mom could no longer keep up during a harsh winter. Everything started to break and we didn't have the money to repair things. We couldn't even keep the house warm. We decided to up and leave. Most of our belongings were still in the house when we did leave. We came back a few times on warmer days to grab some more of our things, and I started to see our old home become in a complete state of disrepair. Mold growing absolutely everywhere, paint starting to peel, and all the hard work we had put into it gone. It was harder for my mom to see. It was her first house she had bought, and it killed her to just abandon it. It eventually went back into foreclosure.
That breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. When I turned 20, I got my first apartment that had to be blessed twice.
What?
I thought everything had gone back to normal at that point. I then met my now fiancé, husband now,
yeah,
when I was still in my first apartment. He had no idea of my dark past and admitted to me that he felt something dark in my apartment. One night, it got so bad, he said he had to pray over me. I've had two apartments since then, and we both don't sense anything inherently dark. Sometimes I still wonder if it's truly left.
Like it's just waiting or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh. Yeah.
So I love her. I feel so bad.
I know. Isn't that wild?
It is. And she didn't even know it was affecting her family at the time, I'm Mm-mm. sure.
No. I mean, just like she said, she's just a teenager, you know? Like.
Mm-hmm. She just closed herself off in the garage and was doing her thing.
Yeah.
What a story.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Very. I can't even imagine being like the parent Mm-mm. and seeing your daughter go down that dark rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like her mother kind of knew, you know, about things like that.
Yeah.
So she knew what was going or coming or whatever, you know.
It's super sad. But wow. She is such a fantastic person. Like,
yeah, I met her a couple times.
Beautiful.
Pretty
and
sweet.
Yeah. So it sucks to know that she had to go through something like that
mm-hmm.
because she didn't deserve any of that. I mean, I guess you could make the argument that she did it. But she was 16. She was a kid.
We've all done crazy things. Yeah. Well, all but you. I have done crazy things in our teenage years. Per you, anyway.
I was a very good kid.
You say that.
I'm telling you. So, we have an interesting story from my best friend, Stacy.
Oh, God.
So, Stacy works with Terry, and she's actually become a good friend of mine.
I know, like I'm the middleman now. She used to be my friend and now you just took her over.
Yeah.
The heck?
I enjoy her a lot. She's a very sweet lady.
She is.
Very sweet.
She's actually my supervisor.
Yeah.
Now.
So she's fantastic. We love her so much.
Such a good leader. I love her. No. Honestly, she's such a good leader and she's one of the best leaders I've had in the field because she will stick her neck out for us and she's one that you feel like has your back. So I'm not just saying that because she's our friend, but all of us there, I do believe, feels like that.
Aww.
So
good work, Stace.
Anyway, what does your best friend Stace have to say?
So she sent a story because there is maybe an ambulance base that might have a little activity going on in it. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about, but she sent a little story about what was stuff going on there. So
mm-hmm. It's actually the base that I do believe I'm at a lot of now. Mm-hmm. So I'm still waiting to hear stuff happen.
You've never had anything happen?
I have not. And like I said, maybe it's just me.
I think it's just you.
Because
I think you're just in your own little world.
I literally get in my own world, just get in the zone and do things.
Yeah.
And then Stacy and Angie, actually, another girl that works there, has had things happen. And then a couple other people has heard things. So
I think a ghost could slap you on the ass and you would not even notice it.
I'd be like, oh, whoa, that was cold air.
You'd be like, oh, muscle spasm, okay.
Shut up. Read the story.
Okay. So here's Stacy's story. My friend Stacy. Okay. We have two ambulances at the station. So there are a total of 4 crew members. They're ambulance drivers.
You.
Guys, they don't like it when you say that. So you know that. Don't call people ambulance drivers.
I love you.
We used to have Friday family nights at the station. It consisted of cooking and eating dinner, then watching a movie, usually of the scary variety. Idiots.
Hey!
One night after we finished the movie, I went to bed. Somewhere around 2 a.m., I was woke up by the feeling of my covers being pulled off me from the foot of the bed.
Holy crap!
I assumed it was the guys on the other truck messing with me, trying to freak me out. So I said, very funny, guys, pulled up the covers and rolled over. Again, the covers started being pulled down. This time I sat up, turned on the light and started to yell at the guys when I realized no one was in the room. My door was shut and locked. So I pulled my covers back up, turned off the light and told the spirits to leave me alone because I needed my sleep. Nothing like that has ever happened again.
She needs her sleep for sure. Wow. Now, come on. I would know when something like that was happening.
I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm going to start paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Or she
I
more?
Can't believe with all the stuff that we do and talk about that you haven't started paying attention.
I have, but nothing likes me. Nobody wants to play with me.
Nothing will haunt me, man.
Dang it. Well, I have. I've been, like, trying to pay attention and slow down in my crazy world. And, yeah, nothing.
That's so funny.
I can't imagine having someone pull my covers off of me, though. You see videos of that? Mm-hmm. Creeps me out. Just don't mess with me while I'm asleep. That's scary. And I probably wouldn't know. I'd be like, the air is on. It's blowing my covers down or something.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
So I have another one.
Okay.
My sister sent me one because this happened in their old house.
What was that?
It's terrible. Oh. It's really short, but we have time, so I thought I'd just go ahead and share it.
Okay.
One encounter that I had that really stands out to me happened early one morning. There had been instances leading up to this of feeling like something was messing with my hair, but I kind of brushed them off.
I get it.
But this time, I was woken up by fingers running through my hair. Now, this might not seem like a big deal, but I was completely alone and I knew immediately that this wasn't something I could just brush off. I felt the individual fingers when they would hit my scalp and pull away just to come back and do it again. I jumped up out of bed and turned to see who was in bed with me. Only no one was. Just an impression on the bed of someone who had laid there.
Whoa.
Dude.
No. Ooh. I got nauseous. Like, ooh, can you imagine?
No.
That house they moved from literally was creepy.
Yeah, it was. And you know, I think about that too. Remember when we just did the Union Screaming House and they talked about the electric feeling, and I knew what he was talking about the second I read that, because I was like, yes.
You had it there?
Yes, all the time. I felt like there was like static all the time. Like, it just felt like charged.
Now listen.
Oh God.
I felt like I've walked through cobwebs a lot there.
That's what I mean. That's the same feeling I'm talking about.
It's like, I felt something.
And you just now found out.
Shut up.
That was how long ago?
I don't know. A long time. So that's what everybody's talking about, the electric charge.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like static. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like static.
Got it.
I don't know what else to call it, but that's the feeling. And it's like cobweb feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel it all over the place. It was all over in that house. You felt it constantly. Mm-hmm. So I get it. And I don't know. I don't feel like we had. I know we didn't, because we checked. I was going to say the EMF levels, you know, maybe that was high and that was causing it. But it wasn't, because we checked.
We checked every room before we investigated.
Suck.
No.
I don't either.
I'm glad they're out of there.
Yeah, me closer. Too. So, what else do we have for this episode?
I don't know. This is your
No, I think we're ready to wrap this up. I didn't want to keep it too long since we kind of flooded everybody with a ton last month. But I wanted to follow up on the Facebook Live that we did, more than just saying, hey, we did it. Yay, it was fun. We actually put out that we would like to go to some places and investigate or do a tour. And so I'm thinking maybe we can try to schedule private tours in these places. I'm down. I know Missouri State Penitentiary, you have to have 20 people. So we would have to have 18 people. You know, 20 minus us, to go with us, to go on a private tour. And I don't know. I think they closed down for tours starting in December. So we don't have very much time. So please, thank you for saying on the Facebook Live that you would be willing to go. But can you get us a message that says, you know, if it's email, if it's text, if it's Twitter, however you can get a message to us to say, hey, I'm in, if we can go. If we can't get Missouri State Penitentiary, we'll do Pythian.
Since it's closer. And yeah. I think they last all the time, don't they? They don't have a closed date.
No, they don't, because they have heat. Right. So.
That's valid.
Yeah. So we can definitely go to Pythian over and over again. And the minimum at Pythian is like six people. so much smaller than 20. And so we could keep the group smaller and be able to do it a bunch more times and just have a lot of experiences or not. I mean, I don't know. Can't speak for them, but so just get us a message and let us know
what you're interested in. What's your time frame? Such.
Yeah. Like, could you do it this month or do we need to wait
and schedule it a month ahead?
Yeah.
Out or something,
which is understandable. But like if people are, you know, if they're like, well, I'm off every weekend, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. And that's another story.
They're
so
lucky. Because I know half the people that wants to go with us works every other weekend at least, or has a schedule, like me and Stacy and Spencer. I don't know how his is, but.
So let's just let us know. I mean, let us know what you think, what you want to do, and send us email any suggestions that you have. We are working really hard on getting a plan set in place because we have a list, but I'm ready to just kind of put this plan in place and get on it. So any of that, leave a review.
Yes. Bring on the reviews.
That helps a great deal. So we appreciate all of you. Buy the merch. I think it's 35% off right now. So
nice.
Yeah.
I think I have a few things in the cart for us.
All right, guys. Have a fantastic week. We love you. And we will have a ghosty story next. Or maybe we'll skip and do a murder story next since we did Show Me Booze.
Either or.
All right. Have a fantastic week. We love you. Let us know all the things.
All the things.
Talk with us.
I like it. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes. All right. Hope you have happy Halloween.
Whoa,
I can't
whoa.
Do it. Cut. No.
Bye, guys.
I hope your Halloween was fantastic, and we will see you soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.